Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
My name is TJ Raphael. I'm the host of Liberty Lost, a new podcast about who gets to be a mother and the control of young women hidden behind the veil of faith. Binge all episodes of Liberty Lost ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Travis fell in love with the perfect woman. Beautiful, understanding, available 24/7. There was just one catch. She wasn't human. Binge all episodes of Flesh and Code early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I am Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, while Ronnie is still out on his lovely vacation, it is the one, the only, the hilarious, the wonderful Danny Murphy from Page Six and Virtual Reality. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Hi, Ben. Good. How are you? I'm so excited to be in the Crappens universe again. You boys are the best, as always.
Oh my goodness. Well, we adore you, which is why we keep tapping you to come back. Although I shouldn't say that, like, if you don't get tapped, you know, not like adore you, but it just speaks to how much we adore you.
Oh my God. I also love, is he on a culinary tour as well? What is his vacation energy, or is it secret?
No, it's not a secret. Ronnie, is getting his eyes done.
Wait, LASIK or a plastic surgery?
You know how, like, you can develop tissue under, like, your brow, right? And so, yeah. He got some of it just sort of cut away.
I love
because
this.
Because it was starting to, yeah. So he's just been recovering, but also a vacation because yes. I took my week off. And so he's entitled to take a week off. So he's resting, but he's recovering, but he's also, you know, I think he's having some much, much needed R&R.
Good. Okay. He deserves that. I'm excited to see the eye debut too.
I know, me too. I'm so excited for him. I also have some tissue that's like causing this eye to be like a little wonky, but.
Oh, do we say that for the insurance coverage? I'm like, mine is wonky too.
I don't know. I'm too lazy to do anything about it. I'll be like this, like 3 years in the podcast. I'm like, today we're talking about Brooks Marks. just like.
All in voiceover, like him on Next Gen.
Yes, exactly. So speaking of which, we are here to talk about Next Gen NYC. I should also mention this recap is also available on video. You can go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. And if you support on the video level, which Crappens on Demand level is what it's called, you can watch us, not just listen. And I encourage everyone to look at Danny's beautiful face.
I'm like, your skin is so clear. Like, you are so refreshed. I'm obsessed.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I have a really good camera. I invested in a good camera. So I would like to say it's my skin, but it's just the camera.
Sure. Okay. The best of both worlds. The best of both worlds.
I will say that. I used to have terrible skin. I used to have the worst skin because basically my brother, when I was like 12, taught me how to like put on like anti-pimple stuff. Like he was like, okay, first you put on Sea Breeze, which I don't know if they even sell Sea Breeze, astringent.
Oh,
and then you put on Clearasil, which it turns out, I don't know. This is not what you're supposed to do for your skin. And I was 12. So I was like, okay, I'll do what my brother says. Mm-hmm. And I continued with that skin. I did not question it until I was 30. I just kept
30?
On doing it. I was like,
oh, Ben, no. Okay.
I would just do it. And like, the thing is, like, you would strip away all the oils with the Sea Breeze. And then you add the Clearasil and it would just clog everything up. And it was.
You got dry breakouts all the time.
Non-stop breakouts for all of high school, all of college, my entire 20s, I had terrible acne. And then one time I got pneumonia and I was like too sick to actually bother with a skincare regimen. And I emerged and I was like, wait a second. Okay. It looks great.
Okay. Pneumonia is the hack. All right. Let me just always be ill and sick.
And then I was like, wait a second. I'm never going to touch those things again. Okay. So yes, that's a nice little story that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about today. Thanks for the three people who are left listening today.
We're at the Dolce & Gabbana event. Yes.
Yes. Yes, we are. They're at a Dolce & Gabbana event. They will be leaving for it very soon. They haven't left just yet. Soon. We're talking Next Gen New York City. What are your thoughts on this season? Tell me everything.
Now, I don't know. I feel this first season is sort of like the same situation as the first season of The Valley. When the trailer came out, hated it. I was like, what are we doing here? First episode, I was like, what is happening? But I was like, okay, it's a lot of setup. So we need the setup. Mm-hmm.
Very sizzle, really, that first episode.
Sizzling hot, yes. And then second onward, I don't know what switched in me or switched on the show. I can't stop watching it. It's so good. I'm blown away and eating my words about not wanting the show to happen, because all of them are crazy and monotone in the best way. Georgia should be on Gallery Girls in Another World. Like, it really checks a lot of boxes. Find. Yes. Oh.
Yep. I actually, when I saw the trailer, I loved the trailer. Okay. I was on board. And then the first episode was, I thought, a bit shaky.
Yeah.
And when I say sizzle reel, for people who don't know, sizzle reel, a lot of times when companies are like, they want to pitch like, hey, this should be a reality show, they kind of put together like a 20-minute, like, sort of semi episode with like a lot of like introductions of like people, and it has like a weird vibe and energy
to
it. And
yeah,
it's choppy. It has a weird flow.
Yeah.
So that's what I felt about the first episode. But I was like, but I still like it. Like, it took a while. It was like a lot of setup, and then I sort of, you know, they ended with that like the hand washing thing, and I was like, I think I may be hooked. I felt something with that.
Because also the first time I met Georgia, the first thing I asked her, I was like, did you wash your hands?
Oh, yeah. Did she?
She said she has been doing it more on occasion. And now when she is in public restrooms, she makes sure to wash her hands in case people who watch the show are there. So Bravo's changing lives.
Public shaming works once in a while. It really does.
Forever. Yes.
This is a great use case for it.
Yes. Not for Charlie, probably, but for Georgia. Yes.
Yes. But I think the show's great. My note is, I think we actually need less of the parents. I think the show is better when it's just focused on the kids.
And I feel like Brooks is using the parents a lot as a crutch, because he seems very overwhelmed in the main character moment. And I love the Marx family. They're very entertaining. But it seems he doesn't know how to fully get in the mix the way he wants to. So then he'll like film with the parents instead of like having a more dramatic sit down moment with someone. Mm-hmm. And I don't need Seth Marx to have like, to go through every alphabet of the LGBTQ+ community with random kids he doesn't know.
Yeah, that was really cringy in a way that I didn't enjoy. I don't mind that, like, I guess, like, you know, we have like cameos from the parents that like once per season, but like, it's really been like so much Seth. And someone made a very good point online that like during the Salt Lake City season, it was like anytime there was like a scene with Seth, he's like, I gotta go to work, I can't be here, I gotta leave. But somehow for this show, he's around nonstop.
You're right. That is really, he never is leaving. And I feel Brooks wants Meredith to film. I don't know if he is asking Seth to show up.
Yeah, I feel like I wonder if maybe it just comes down to just too much Seth on this show.
Too much Seth. Well, the golfing episode, the golfing scene with like Ava, Brooks, Damon, and Seth, I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah, why is there, I think the issue why there's so much Seth is that he feels very on. It doesn't feel, he's like trying to like cultivate some sort of persona. I don't know if he's trying to segue into motivational speaking or whatever, but the vibe is not right. It's not authentic. It doesn't match anything else happening on the show.
Cause that's what I like to your point. I'm like, Candy was in for a scene and like rehashing stuff with Riley that's going on in the season. So it seems to progress. Kim Zolciak just eating Cheese Whiz for 5 minutes. Perfect.
Fine, perfect.
Fine, but I don't know if they kept on lingering around, it could be too much. And to your point too, Seth, this guy was saying things about your daughter, and you're having a sit down thing to him because you feel he doesn't have a dad in his life. Mind you, Charlie's dad seems perfectly fine.
Yes, exactly. I'm totally team Anwar. Like I get it. He worked hard and his son is a fuck up, and he knows he probably like was not there enough for his son, and he fucked up his son, and he's tried to help, and he's tried to do everything. He's tried to throw money at it. He can't do it. It's too late. And you know, he's just not, Like, but Charlie is ultimately the one who's fucked up, and also, he needs to get it together.
All the Crappens listeners right now, retweet, like, give yourself a little pat on the back if your dad wasn't there enough as a kid, and are you like Charlie? No. So, Charlie.
There you go.
It gets to a thing where I feel like he's about to be 30. We gotta let the, like, you know, you gotta look inward just to be a better person outward.
I'm not saying that Anwar was a good dad, but like, you're right. You're 30. It's time to start fixing this because you're too rich to not have this fixed by now.
Get a psychiatrist.
Get something. Get a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a therapist, a life coach, a copy of The Secret, just something.
Artist way, please. Yes.
Anything. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. So we're in the big, the cast trip. We're at the Jersey Shore, which is, by the way, also something that's really funny with this show, which is that what I think of with this show is it feels like Bravo took two concepts that they were working on and mashed them together.
Ooh.
It kind of feels like Bravo had been like maybe toying with some sort of like wealthy kids of New York and then also kids of Real Housewives and like, oh wait, we can actually get them all to work together as like one big show. Cause I feel like there's like a little bit of a culture clash happening on this show. Right.
That explains like why Gia is here.
Yeah. Cause Gia does not make sense.
No, like,
I'm sorry. She does not make sense on this show. This is a show about like kids in Manhattan being chic and like doing chic things. And like, then there's Gia off in New Jersey, an hour away. And like all they do is they have to schlep out to Jersey every few episodes and have to hang out with Gia.
With Gia. And because it's funny, when the show was first about to come out, I was like, how is Gia going to pretend to live in New York for this? Because that's what I thought she was going to be doing. No, she's just at her pool.
She just doesn't.
She's just at her pool. Yeah.
She'll sometimes take an Uber. She won't even take an Uber and she drives, actually.
She drives. I'm so impressed. So funny. And I'm like, I live in Jersey and take public transit to the city every day. Gia, you could do it if you want to.
And it's just like there's a big cultural divide there too, you know. I mean, there's a reason why there's a Real Housewives of New York and New Jersey. That's not really like there's it's two worlds.
It is very two different worlds.
And you could see that some of them, like Amira, and is it Amira or Amira? I think it's Amira, right?
It's Amira because I said Amira when I was interviewing Ava and Brooks, and they didn't say anything. And then right when it wrapped, they were like, "By the way, you said her name wrong the entire time." I was like, "Perfect."
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
So, I didn't realize the question would become linked with trauma.
Oh, is that always it? And it goes back to Anwar. Yeah.
Yes, Anwar. If only Anwar had been there longer for you. But Amira, Charlie, Ava, they seem like anytime they have to go to New Jersey, they're like, not about it. They're like, why are we not going to the Hamptons right now? Why do we have to go to the Jersey Shore?
And that's what I am a little bit, as a Jersey boy who's been to the Hamptons and the Jersey Shore all the time. Jersey Shore does beat the Hamptons there.
Does it really?
You're driving in the middle. You're driving so far out to the Hamptons to have no cell reception. You're not even by the beach most of the time. I mean, maybe people with higher incomes than me are closer to the beach. It's like a mix of like grass and that, and a bowl of pasta is $48.
That is true.
Yeah, which is a little too much.
My dear friends Neil and Nate live in the Hamptons, and I always love when I get to go visit them because it's very posh out there and it's so lovely. But it is a trek. It is quite the trek.
Yeah. Also, but Neil and Jersey
Shore trek. I feel like it's equal trek.
It's equal trek. Well, she went to Ocean City, which is like you're passing all the good places. Like they, if I was booking this, we would have gone to Asbury Park, which is like the gay fun town on the boardwalk. Which they could have done, but they didn't do it. So they added an extra hour to their commute. And it just feels easier, maybe because I'm from Jersey.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, either way, you can see that Amira and Charlie, Ava, like they are just like, they just don't want to go to Jersey ever.
No, because they are like, this is repulsed. They're repulsed.
They're repulsed both by it being Jersey and by the fact that like, you know, Gia is a reality star because they also have like the snobbery. Oh. They don't seem to realize they're actually on a reality show. And so they have this snobbery about these reality star kids.
Also, like Ava Dash saying she works for her money. I'm like, wait, what is happening here?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Well, that kind of ties in and we'll get into it at the end. Like the fight of who is privileged.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm being a bad host. I am not moving this along. I just sometimes, you know, I just
want to gab.
I just want to gab, guys. Just turn this recap on, drive to the Jersey Shore, and by the time you get there, we'll be done.
And I'll meet you.
So, yeah. So, but we are at the Jersey Shore. They've been fighting at dinner. They're at this, like, casino. And
Ocean Club,
dinner.
Yes.
Ocean Club. Have you been to that hotel? I think that it's been on Bravo before.
Yes, I have not been there, but it is the hotel that if a Bravo celebrity is going to Atlantic City for an appearance, they are going there.
Mm, okay.
So, that is the spot.
Well, they're having a fight because Ariana had said, like, Charlie, look at the camera for the selfie. And then Georgia was like, oh, my God, like, you're so fake because you don't like him. But now all of a sudden you're invited to be in your selfie. And then she's like, well, why are you whispering across the table? And then Riley jumped in and Gia's like, Riley, why do you always have something to say? And then Riley was like, pause. It was a fight that barely made sense.
It really did not. And I just, the only saving grace was Georgia's whisper shouting was hilarious.
Yes.
But it made no sense. And also I was like, why is this even, just eat appetizers.
Have them just eat apps.
Eat appetizers and watch the magician find a card.
Yes, exactly. By the way, one thing that I've been surprised about, Ronnie and I both have been surprised that Riley has been really front and center on the show, but in all the publicity leading up to the show, you could barely find Riley at all.
And it's funny too, because her press tour was done a week before the show came out. And it was because she was going on like a pre-planned trip with her family. And she was really quiet. And like, she was like, oh, it was a good time. Like, so I was kind of like, oh, is Riley really going to be in it? She's every storyline.
She is. She was barely in the trailer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, they just threw her in because of the candy. I was like, wow. But like, she is actually completely very central to everything.
Shows up. And yeah.
Yeah, she really shows up. And then you have someone like Shy who appears like once in a blue moon. And they put him, if you look at the poster, he is at the front center of the poster. And I'm like, why is he? I don't understand. The marketing is very confusing to me. I don't understand why some people have like such prominent positions in the materials.
Because that's where I was like, is he a friend? Is he like fully on the show? Because even himself, he's like, I have a day job, guys. I can't really do this.
He like works for an agent.
Yeah.
He like probably worked for the agent that packaged this show. I'm like, I feel like Dylan was supposed to be like the friend. Like, I feel like Dylan quit midway through. Yeah. He got fed up with Charlie. And then they're like, I guess let's put Shy in there instead.
They're like, he's cute too. Okay, we'll try it. You're like, have you ever done OnlyFans? Do you want to? Yeah.
Would you like to start an argument about privilege? Okay, great. Get with us to So the fight just continues from last week. It doesn't really, it's sort of like a retread, and we kind of like we see Brooks having a thought bubble where he sees Meredith and he's like, you know, he's like, she's like, disengage, Brooks, disengage. And that's what he does. Mm-hmm. And then we suddenly sort of like transport to the next morning. And yes.
That was a little confusing to me. Cause I was like, I had to rewind. I was like, did I miss a moment? And I'm like, oh, we're getting the recounting. The storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that I was surprised that we didn't just start off in morning times, but that's fine. I guess because they had said to be continuous, they have to like honor the to be continuous. Mm-hmm. They gave us like a few beats.
Yeah. A few beats and a few like Brooks talking in VO versus on the show.
Yeah. I don't love when Bravo shows rely too much on silly hijinks like that, like little like chyrons or like voiceovers, you know, like that. But
because also I'm like, I know that's not what Brooks is really thinking now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't thinking that at all.
No, I'm like, just have him have a confessional about why he's not talking.
Yeah, precisely. So the next morning, people are waking up. The seafood, the remnants of the seafood boil. I guess they just didn't throw them out. They just like left them in that pot, and then they put the pot outside.
Repulsive. Repulsive.
Just a public service announcement. Throw away your shellfish.
And also because like the smell of that, why leaving it? And also because I'm like, it's a rental house, guys. Like, don't be a dick.
Yeah, and then there's that too. Yeah. Okay. So Amira and Brooks are talking, and they're talking about sharks because Brooks has a shark tracker.
This moment, I was like, Ben, this is the moment I was like, what is happening? Is this sponsored? Because they didn't even say the app of the shark. I thought it was like a light sponsorship of this app. Because I'm like, is this?
I thought it was going to be like when NBCU owned Priv and they would have like the Priv squad come to every reality show and give them like a terrible makeover.
Yes. No, I prefer that. I prefer that to just like, hey, are you watching sharks right now? I'm like, do you guys want to rehash what happened last night? No. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I really like it. Could have very well have been like some sort of like corporate synergy with all the Jaws. We were talking the other day about like there's all this like Jaws hype because the 50th anniversary of Jaws. We're like, well, this makes sense. Peacock is doing has a Jaws app. And no, this was just some sort of third party shark app.
A shark named like Gary. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Fine. So then Brooks texts Ava and he's, you know, like Ava's like, oh, so my fitting got pushed. Oh my God. I'm still going to try to make, try my best to make it. But it's just like, whatever. She's one of those people that's like, yeah, we know her.
I was going to say they're the people and they think they're doing what is right in their mind, but is the most annoying thing. Just say from the jump that you cannot go because this is worse. This is worse than that. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole like, oh, I'm going to try to make it. You're not going to try to make it. You're not going to drive all the way down to the Jersey Shore and then go all the way up to the Hamptons. No. It's never going to happen.
And also, I'm like, is she even going to the Hamptons?
She's not even going to go to the Hamptons.
No.
I was getting more and more angry. By the time the episode was done, I was like, I fucking hate Ava.
And it seems like the season finale is going to be all about all eyes on her skipping that event or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also the fact that I thought it was like a fitting for Dolce & Gabbana, but then Amira was like, no, it's like an event. It was just like a Hamptons day.
Would the fitting be in the Hamptons or would it be in the city? Wouldn't they normally like do it in the city and then bust them all out to Hamptons?
Yeah, because I'm like, who's getting fit in like an open space in the Hamptons in 98 degree weather?
Yeah, something does not add up at all.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they're talking a little bit about like, you know, Chloe had to go to a doctor's appointment and everything. And we see that Georgia is inexplicably in an enormous suite at the hotel. Yeah. And she says that Omar got it for her. But I think it's like clear that like the hotel was like, we'll comp you dinner and everything, but we want to show off our rooms. So you have to like shoot something in the room. Right.
That's genius. Yes.
There's no way that Omar and Georgia are not paying for that room.
No,
I'm sorry. They cannot afford that room.
He can afford one suit.
He can only afford one suit. He is like in, he is in some like low rent Glengarry Glen Ross, like whiteboarded like Bitcoin operation over there.
Oh, because it's so funny when Georgia always makes fun of Charlie doing crypto. I'm like, isn't that what your boyfriend does?
Yeah. And she like somehow brands it as like a weird, like disruptor, anti-capitalist, rebellious thing. I was like, no, this is the worst of capitalism.
I was going to say, no, baby, it's past the point of no return. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you even see the headlines about like did we find out why Charlie was at the townhome of the Bitcoin?
No, but I want to know.
Situation.
I hope there's a reunion so we can find out about that because I
would
curious.
Love to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. If he comes onto your show, please ask him.
I don't know if Bravo's putting him on to do press, but
Bravo's like, yeah, we have enough on our hands with Jax. I don't want to put Charlie out there just yet.
That front. Yep.
But please promise that if he does come through your studio, you will ask, why were you at the scene of the crime?
Yeah. What were you doing there, my love?
So anyway, Georgia's there. She's got this suite because everyone was fighting and she just didn't want to go back to the house with anyone. So she decided to stay at the hotel because she's delicate like that. And, you know,
a chaotic little delicate girl. And she had the worst, the hangover of every dimension. I'm like, because you only mainline red wine. Like you mainline bottom shelf red wine, girl. Like that's going to give you, like, and that's because she's young, but she has to know that's not going to help you out in the long run.
No, it's not. It definitely is not. It also feels very like 2011. It's like very Cougar Town, you know?
Oh, penny can. They all just do that with the seafood boil. Yeah.
Penny can. Oh, throwback. Okay. So, Hudson and Ariana are wondering whether or not Georgia is going to come back. And Ariana's like, I've replayed this conversation between me and Georgia like quite a bit. And maybe I came off as a mean girl. I'm like, I am not detecting any mean girl in this.
No, I just was like, I think you were asking her. No, I was like, Hudson was raising his voice at Georgia a little bit, which I would have been like, Ariana, tell him no.
Yeah.
But Ariana was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, Exactly. Ariana has to remember that she's the good Zolciak. She's the one that we root for out of that brood.
She really is. I'm shocked by how much I love her.
She's doing great.
Yeah.
You know, she was back in the OG, you know, in Atlanta. All the attention was on Brielle. And I was like, Ariana's the one to watch. I got scared. I got scared that she wouldn't turn out well. But, like, she's great.
She really is so adapted and adult and mature. And talk about Charlie. Take notes on, like, not having your parents' ramifications make you an asshole. You know what I mean?
That is like the perfect counter argument to any time Charlie complains about his upbringing. It's like you were not raised by Kim Zolciak
and Croy, like
and Croy and whatever other people came through that household. Okay, Big Papa.
Oh, you know. Please.
Yeah.
The auditor.
So everything. So now we see Riley in bed. So Riley calls Georgia, and Georgia's like, oh my God, I woke up, no joke, never had a worse headache in my entire life. It's like someone took an axe and slashed it across my head, like the worst.
And I was like,
so that girl that says this every single weekend.
Oh, because that's what, and also, I know it was a few episodes ago. The same girl who says that is the same girl who brings her laptop out to text. Ma'am,
what? No. Yeah. Ma'am, how do they, I feel like I would not be allowed to bring a laptop into a club.
Oh, that's true.
She must just have connections.
I mean, Anna Delvey.
She's a party planner.
Party planner for everyone. Anna Delvey, only list. No other parties planned.
I hope you get to go to one of George's parties. I hope that like you get put on the list.
Please. I'm not going to bowl, but I'll go.
It'll be like Diplo at like an H&H Bagels.
She's like, Diplo at Cat's Deli. Who would think of that? Yeah, no one. Yes.
For a reason.
Yeah, no one wants that.
I don't want to party at Cat's Deli like that.
No. I'm not going to the orgasm chair for that.
I'm not going to have what she's having. She is really obsessed with Harry Met Sally. I didn't even put those two together. That scene was at Katz's Deli.
Yes, I don't know how. It's the one film she saw, and she's gonna, the one film she saw before like 2018, and it's gonna be her film. Yes.
Yeah, it's like a cool retro thing. It's like how Gen Z loves like Kodak Advantix cameras. Oh my, you know.
Truly, yes. Soon we're gonna be doing like it's gonna be the printing press is gonna be back. George is gonna have like a party where it's like you make a newspaper. Love.
Guys, if you want to get into this club, you have to write a letter in cursive requesting attendance.
You have to restart the Industrial Revolution and then let set sail.
You have to have a bonnet and you need to have a spinning wheel.
No, George's apartment, I know she has both already.
Yes.
A bonnet, a spinning wheel, and Charlie speakers.
Uh-huh. 100%. Charlie speakers. So, so Georgia's like, yeah, it's just, last night was so much. I just had to remove myself. It was like everything was happening all at once. And I was literally like, fucking Omar's mute over there, Mr. Mute. So she had a good burn there.
Effortless drag. Effortless. Got him.
Got him. Mr. Mute. That's Omar. Which is funny because he's been so chatty all season.
He has been popping up saying, like, I almost love you, right? Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, when he said, well, let's talk about the elephant in the room, and which was funny because there was no elephant in that room. But he was like, well, I guess, what do we call our relationship? It was like a very, like, Love Island was airing at the same time. Oh, it was like, it was not competing.
And then she's like, because she's also the girl, not me looking for an elephant right now. Like, the way I know she does the robot in an Uber, like, she just is always like,
all the time in her bonnet. So, Riley is basically like, basically says that Georgia has a backbone. And then Riley's also saying like, wow, it's weird. Cause like all of a sudden everyone loves Charlie. And it's like literally like the Twilight Zone. Everyone forgot that Charlie said he would slap Georgia if she was a guy. Like out of all the things that like, we were mad about with Charlie, like especially something as stupid as getting a table at a club, like that comment's not okay. He's really throwing himself into the villain edit, I have to say.
Oh, it's almost, it's like so flawlessly him, I have to assume, because who else would do this? No human with a developed anything would be like, oh, this is perfect for me to say.
Yeah. He, you know, he gave us some microaggression this season. He's given us now this like threat of violence
against a woman.
Against a woman. General spoiledness, not making his poor friends actually foot the bill for like thousands of dollars for things.
The way they throw about money so casually on the show is that does send me into hives, but I guess that it's fine for them.
It is wild. Like I cannot even imagine at like 22 or 23 being like, okay, well, whatever, we'll split the bottle thing and it'll be like 2,000 per person. I literally could not even imagine that.
I didn't know how to say 3,500 as a 22-year-old. I didn't know that was a price of anything.
Yeah. Bottle service was a very foreign concept to me. And when I finally did bottle service for the first time, I think it was like $150 or $200 per person, but it was definitely not like $2,000.
And also it's like the biggest scam at all. Cause I'm like, then they give you like Tropicana orange juice next to it. And I'm like, who is this for? Oh, me. This is what I'm spending money on.
Who wants a night of screwdrivers? That's basically what it is. Vodka tonics and screwdrivers. Enjoy, everyone. Although one time I did get bottle service in Vegas at like, there's a club. This was like 2000, and this had to be 2008 or 9. Ooh. It was a club at the Wynn that had like a waterfall. It was like this big club with like a lake inside, and we got bottle service, and they put us like right center, like right by the edge by the pond, and everyone kept coming over to us, and like we were living the fantasy that night.
That's electric.
It was exciting, especially in like 2008. Like it just felt like the coolest person in Vegas. Yes.
You were in that moment. You were.
I was. It was official. I was. I was the Charlie. I was the Charlie of Vegas.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's a great moment. So Brooks. Meanwhile, Brooks is. He has his fly zapper. It's like this electric tennis racket thing. Here's what's driving me nuts. He's trying to hit these flies, but he's swatting at them like he has a fly swatter, but you have a zapper. I feel like you don't hit the wall with the zapper, right?
No, because it's supposed to press and it fries them, because now you're frying the wall. The security deposit is not coming back on this.
You're supposed to, I think, swat at the air and the fly goes through it and hits it, right?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. I also am like, I don't know if I would purchase that because it just looks weird as hell.
I just don't feel like it's going to be effective. No. And I also feel like it's dangerous. I feel like I would zap myself, to be honest.
I would 2,000%. Yes.
We give failing marks on his fly zapping performances. Gia is announcing that she's like, you know, the Jersey Shore, you know, you can do anything. You make it what you want it to be. You can go tubing. You can go water sports. You can go crabbing. And she's like, crabbing? What's crabbing? She's like, you know, you get crabs.
I do love Gia. Like, you can do anything here, four activities. And that's stretching it.
I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I might do crabbing. But like, I don't know if I want to do any of the other things that you mentioned.
Oh my God. And also when they went, I'm like, so you just went on like, not even like a fun boat. You were just like stuck on a tube together. And also catch me never at the thing that they did with the inflatables.
I mean, yeah, I think catch me never at that entire little activity park that they went to.
No. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, I'm in my bougie beach era where I want to have an umbrella and I want to have a Barefoot Contessa cookbook to leaf through.
Yes. You know. You want to be relaxed because it's a beach. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that kind of vibe. I don't need to go tubing at the beach.
God, no. With 15 people.
With 15 people. Also, do people crab at the Jersey Shore? I did not think of the Jersey Shore as a destination for crabbing.
You literally can go for like Frito Lay's. That's usually in the water when you're swimming there. I'm like, you can crab for Doritos. Like that's like
Does Gia know the difference between crabs and boots? Because she's like, I just imagine her with like a crab trap being like, caught three crabs, and she like brings up four boots or something.
She's like, dinner's crabs, tonight. Yeah. It's just in the same pot from outside.
Yeah. So Riley is telling everyone that Georgia's staying at a hotel, and she's going to be meeting Georgia at a cabana. She's like, does anyone want to come with me? Otherwise, it's just going to be me and Georgia. And everyone's like, no.
Yeah, not a good sell.
We have free passes to some sort of generic activity park by the coast. So
we're going to
be bouncing around. Yeah, we're going to skip the cabana. So then Charlie comes downstairs, and Ariana, they're just kind of like, there's this moment where she says, Ariana's like, I was going out to the hammock last night and I see Riley and Charlie eating cake. And then Riley's like, oh, was that me? Was that me eating the cake?
And I was so confused at that. I'm like, did she like astro project outside of her body to be like, that was me?
I saw a presence eating the cake. And I didn't realize it was actually me.
No, truly.
So they look at like a video of it and everything. It's like funny. And Riley's like, delete it. And you know, Charlie's never going to delete anything that's incriminating on anyone else. Never. Ever. No. So he's saying like, well, I know last night was pretty messy, but like, I was just kind of expecting to like gamble, but it was just me in the hot seat all night long. And so we see flashbacks to all that and everything. And we also, there was a scene. So, well, here's a criticism I have of the show.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of good stuff gets relegated to the flashbacks. And I feel like I would like to see less like wacky stuff with the parents and more of these flashbacks of their own scenes.
Okay.
Yeah. Not as much a criticism in this episode because it was all the kids, no parents, but I'm just saying in general that there was a scene where Charlie and Hudson, they had a confrontation.
Yes. About Ariana. Okay. And I was like, why was this summed up in a sentence when it probably went on for like 20 minutes?
Yeah, because it was such a big thing. So Hudson's like, so by the way, Riley told me how you think Ariana's hot. And Charlie's like, wait, Riley said that? I'm like, well, I think she's attractive. I mean, she'd be a compliment. Didn't say it in any derogatory way. Anyway, it's all good, man. It's all good. Like, that's Charlie's thing. He talks a big game, but then when confronted, he folds immediately.
And then in the confessional, I feel like I could take Hudson in a fight. You think he's been in a fight before? Have either of you?
Yeah. Also, you cannot take Hudson. I don't think Hudson's like, he's not like a Mr. MMA here, but no. Like.
Also, he has Hudson. A heavy-shaped Dior satchel bag. That could kill someone.
Yeah. he has very dry hair, and that could be very scratchy on your skin.
It feels so dry. I know.
I'm still trying to figure out what whose hair. I feel like there's a celebrity, and I'm trying to figure out who is his hair twin, because it's out there.
Oh yes. Oh my.
Is it Grace Coddington from Vogue?
Oh, wait.
Does he have Grace Coddington hair? He has Grace Coddington hair.
I'm screaming. I feel that would make him, that's a compliment to him. He would, because she's an icon. It's literally that.
An icon.
It literally is. Wow.
He has Grace Coddington hair.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She's also 84. I cannot believe that. That's shocking.
Wow. And a Taurus. Okay, go me.
Yeah. Maybe she should be on this show. Where's her?
I would love. Children? That's next gen. That's her thing. She's like, I am the next gen.
Maybe she just shows up pretending like she's like Gen Z. She just has like a Gen Z outfit on.
It's like younger. It's Sutton Foster and younger. Hi, guys.
Yes.
I bowled before.
With Diplo. So anyway, they squash their beef or whatever. You know, it seems like everything is fine. But yeah, Charlie is like, yeah, he has to have some sort of ability to defend himself. He's walking around with that much jewelry. Because I think that like all that Charlie really has is like this waspy sense of like old money tack. Like, I'm not tacky. They're tacky. Right.
Which is so boring. I'm like, if you have money, please show it off so I can look at it.
Yeah, exactly. You're
someone Bravo. With no money. I just like to see it. Yes.
Yeah. Brooks serves pancakes. He's like, does anyone want a pancake? Does anyone mind if they're like a little extra rare?
And Gia's like, we do, but it's your birthday. I'm like, the fuck is going on here? I'm like,
it's very on trend. I mean, the pancakes on Love Island really broke the internet.
They really did. And Brooks could have a little cameo on Love Island. That is true.
And you know what? An undercooked pancake played a major role on Love Island.
I mean, she would love Brooks. Maybe they can couple up together. She can be in a Molly with them.
Hoda and Brooks. That That could be, that would be an interesting watch.
Yeah, and the boyfriend's name Cade or something. I don't totally know.
Which one?
The Brooks's boyfriend is
Cade. Yeah,
Cade. Yes,
Cade.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I've never met a Cade. I feel like Cade is a name that's only used for like porn stars.
Which, if so, compliments to all involved.
Yes.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Georgia's calling Omar and she's like, are you ever going to travel with me and my friends again? Oh my God. He's like, yeah, but there's stuff you guys have to work out. She's like, yeah, I understand why you didn't say anything at dinner. Mr. Mute, did I tell you I called you that? Anyway, I know like some people feel really strongly like your man should be standing up for you. Like maybe I think that because I said that earlier. Hashtag Mr. Mute. Making it catch on. But it's like, well, you know, I can fight on my own. So like, I don't need you to speak for me. I'm changing my story entirely right now.
No,
she's like, I think she's like fish. She's trying not to have a confrontation, but she's fishing for him to be like, I should have stood up for you though.
Oh, it's such a thing where, cause she was like, I don't think this, but everybody else does, Riley. Cause that's the only person she's talked to about it. This, what are your thoughts?
He's like, I don't know. If I do have some thoughts, I'll write them on the whiteboards that cover our office and I'll let you know.
I'm like, do you think him and Charlie are going to have a sit down confrontation, girl?
They are apparently based on the previews for next week.
I'm like, who and what? They're going to go into it's just crypto business.
It'll be a crypto thing. He'll be like, look, whatever feelings you have about me, whiteboard it. Just whiteboard it. You want a whiteboard right now?
Or like they verse each other in Mario Kart. Like, what is happening here?
That would actually be very fun.
I would watch that.
I would be totally down for that. I would get into fights with people if it meant that we would have to resolve it by playing Mario Kart.
That's actually true. You know what? It probably would be much more peaceful for everybody. And equally effective. Yes.
Yes. So meanwhile, Ava is back at back in New York, and she has a really interesting story to tell, which is that she saw a big cockroach, and her maintenance man came in and was like, ooh, and she's like, I've never heard him say that. So safe to say she's not the Dolce & Gabbana fitting.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. She's not dead, there.
Boring us with dull anecdotes of her time in the city.
Which is kind of the through line.
Through line from her.
That, and also maybe taking over Slutty Vegan, one chain.
Have you ever been to Slutty Vegan?
I do. It's really good. Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So that's when I saw it. I was like, okay, shout out to them. But it is very good, like fast-ish vegan food.
Okay. All right, we'll allow that. So then, so now people are getting into cars and they're going to be heading to like their various activities. So Riley arrives at the hotel with Georgia, and Riley's like, so you just been in this room this whole time? She's like, I've literally been like watching TikToks on my phone. It's like hilarious. I'm like on spinning wheel TikTok. Have you ever been on that? It's so good.
I'm
curious about Loom TikTok too.
I love like Riley wasn't paying attention to her earlier because she asked again, where's Omar?
That's true. True. So the producer is like, where does Omar's money come from? And she's like, you know, I don't know exactly where his money comes from. I think he did like good crypto trades and investments in other crypto companies, and I think he has some Airbnb properties, stuff like that. I'm like, he's going to jail.
Oh, baby.
This right now.
And don't, if he does your business with a bowling alley, you're getting indicted.
Yeah, you're going down the ship.
Yeah.
Okay, just know this right now. We all can see it. We've seen these movies before.
I know.
Boiler Room, Wolf of Wall Street.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
We've walked down the street, Wall Street. We walked down the street in New York. We know who's going to jail, who's not. Okay. Anwar, whatever, if Anwar did anything shady, he's not going to jail.
Oh, he's a smart boy. Yes.
He's smart. He paid his people off. Your boy Omar is jail. Jail time. So Georgia says, you know, I see a softness in Riley and I can tell she has like a good heart, and I'm always going to feel like a little weird in the bathroom when I see her because I don't wash my hands. But I think we can have like a really, really good friendship. And like genuinely, I think she's like a really sweet girl. which is nice. But it's kind of funny that, like, I don't see hardness in Riley. And I think the fact that they say they see softness almost like a surprisingly enough is in and of itself kind of a microaggression.
Oh, for sure. Because, like, whenever Riley's in a scene, she's just, like, silly and goofy.
Yeah. She's no, Riley is no more, like, over it, quote unquote, over it than Gia is. Like, they actually have a very similar demeanor. But and no also, one's ever like, oh, I see a softness in Gia. There's actually someone really nice down inside there.
Yeah. And also because, and unlike Riley, Gia doesn't even, like, wait to hear anything before she starts shouting or, like, mm-hmm. do anything. Because I'm like, Gia, how are you getting involved in every fight, but you don't, like, know any single person?
Yeah, exactly. You had to, like, she's, I'm so surprised that Gia would act this way, given that her mom is known for being so chill and thoughtful.
Well, cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber. So they are, meanwhile, other people are, like, tubing and on a boat, and Brooks is like, has anyone ever seen a shark here? And like, yeah, of course. He's like, oh my God. That's his most terrified voice.
That's when he really is getting in his dramatic moment. He's like, oh my God. I wonder if, like, would he scream if he saw a shark? Like, can he scream?
Well, we did see him kind of let out, like, a little gasp with the fly swatter because he was trying to swat a fly and he kind of, like, tripped him. So I think that's what he would do.
Okay, there we go. That is good to know.
I think he'd say, oh my God, the shark.
Gary.
He would be really bad in a horror movie. Oh my God, it's a dead body.
But get him in Sharknado.
Absolutely, 100%. Kim Richards, Brooks Marks, Sean Tara William Reed. Scott.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's just do, I'm just assuming Sean William Scott. Where is Sean William Scott, by the way?
Ocean City? We don't know.
He was like an A-list actor who just disappeared.
Yeah, that is true.
Was it like a rehab situation? Kids.
I'm like, pick your poison.
We'll have to check in on him and Chris Klein sometime soon. check in on our studs from the year 1999. My friend had a book signing or a thing. She was reading from a book at a store, and Chris Klein was there for some reason, and he was sitting behind me, and he spent the entire time talking to the person next to him about how he acts, like how, like his method and like how he approaches roles.
While your friend was doing a book reading?
No, it was before she started reading her book.
Oh my God.
Sorry. But the entire time I kept thinking, like, I am so privileged right now to be able to have this front row seat to Chris Klein talking about his acting methods.
That is beautiful. Just like presented without comment. He was my story.
He was like, he was just like, I sometimes just like to really get into the role and really like to consider where they come from and think about the motivation. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you, Los Angeles gods, for placing this man right behind me.
Your city pulls through when it does, yes.
It pulls through. LA strong. LA really comes through when it needs to be. When it needs to come through, it does. So George and Riley are talking to, they've ordered like some frozen drinks. And George is like, I want to go a la mode also. Let's get an a la mode cocktail. Okay. Anyway, my only concern. Did you notice?
Yeah, I did notice that. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And I was like, okay, here we are. All right. she always has a new word for everything.
Yeah, let's go La mode. So she's saying, my only concern is I love Ariana and I respect her so much, which is her way of saying I don't respect her at all. I don't want to be fighting with her. Like, I don't want to fight with a scary girl from the South. That's like unpleasant for me.
She's like, I mean, fight with people downtown.
This is scary. And she's like, what's the sentiment from like Ariana and Hudson and Amir and all them? Are they all just like talking about our huge feud and that big fight we had? And Riley's like, yeah, they haven't really been saying anything today. No one really cares.
No one knew you weren't there.
Yeah. We all drove home. Got to the house, partied at the house, went to sleep, woke up the next morning and realized you were not with us for any of that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Ariana, meanwhile, she's going through it because she's like, I was so fiery last night and I don't want people to ever feel attacked. And I feel like Georgia felt attacked from me last night. I'm like, you're thinking about this way too hard right now. Way too hard.
I don't know if it was like anxiety or something, but yeah, it really got into her mind when I'm like, this is one of the because we didn't see the rest of the dinner play out, but I'm like, you guys just said two sentences to each other.
Exactly. But Amira uses this as a way to like soft launch her feud. So she's like, oh my God, I think you were like 100% valid in what you were saying and what you were feeling and how you were reacting to it. And I feel like part of it was maybe influenced by what I told you earlier, remember? Because what happened was I got my burgers delivered. You guys remember when I got my burgers delivered? Yeah. It was so she said them. I got my Red Robin. And then she said, I guess the Ozempics weren't enough. I mean, that is the most classless thing to comment on what someone is eating. That is like basic etiquette number one, that is something you learn in third fucking grade.
I was like, in third grade, I don't know if that retained to me, but yes.
I'm like, I don't know if that was like my number one etiquette lesson, but she does have a point. She has a point. Obviously, food sensitivities over there in that area. So be careful, Ariana. I mean,
Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah. But Amira is basically like, yeah, I'm whatever you're saying, Ariana, that was really nice, whatever you were saying. But I'm going to talk about my issues right now. I'm going to have a feud.
But I also think Ariana was like, that is some of the reason why. Yes. I remember you guys having that fight. Go on. But yeah, she really did pass the baton.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things that reality stars do is when they like to pretend like they're listening to you to vent, but they're just waiting until they can actually surface their own issue and make it like the center of the scene.
And I mean, we'll get into it. Amira did it flawlessly later on.
Flawlessly. Actually, she did it so clunkily that it became flawless.
That's the thing. It was so direct in such a way that it was
just... It was a stretch. She pulls it in such a stretch, but like the stretch was so beautiful that it in and of itself was perfect.
It was heaven.
Yeah. So she's really on one. She's like really upset about the food thing. She really goes off and off about it. She's like, I mean, that's just something you don't say to anyone. Like you don't even say that to your friends. That's just like grow up. I mean, she is honestly a little bit more upset about this than any of the microaggressions that happened earlier in the season. I'll be honest.
That is true. And I don't know if it was a thing because I feel like there was a few episodes she wasn't really there. So I don't know if she was like,
it was okay. Podcast yet.
Yeah. And then I guess she's like, what have I done this season? Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But also, like, I think when you're talking to a model and you find out what they're eating, good luck to you.
I was going to say, true, because I'm like, I think baseline is hungry. Yeah. And also, Red Robin isn't in the city. So a point to Jersey. Maybe she just was like, maybe she's a huge Red Robin fan and doesn't get it there. And she's like, okay, I'm in a place of ordering area. And who does anyone blame her for being like, I'm good on the seafood boiled Gia Giudice made?
Actually, I would trust that. I feel like the Giudices have cooking skills. Here's what I took issue with last week that I mentioned. And you know what? I have to say, I don't seem to remember a lot of people co-signing me, and it has been noted, but I'm going to say it again.
I can't wait.
I thought it was strange that Amira waited all the way until those clams were being poured on the table to announce, I'm just going to order something because I don't like seafood.
Those clams
have been boiling for that stock pot has been going for at least 30 minutes. You've had a long time to call your Uber Eats.
I was confused about that too, because I am someone, because I was thinking in my head, because I didn't know if Amira is a vegetarian or not, she's not, because she had a burger. But I was like, I can't have a fucking seafood boil. I would have been ordering food the second I walked in and smelled the lobster and everything like that. So it is a very weird timing of that. And also, if I'm not there, I'm going to the grocery store.
Yeah, there was something. Oh, yeah, because remember, she skipped the grocery. That's her. There's something
going
on. She's
never been to a grocery store.
She's like, I hate grocery stores. I hate going into them. And I think that there she has some foods. It seems like there's some food sensitivity issues going on there.
Yeah,
it's a food trigger. Food trigger.
And I feel like, and thank God, because she has a man that stands by her. So we love Quiet Kevin, I think his name is. Well, it's Kevin, but it's Quiet.
Not to be confused with Mr. Mute. Yeah. Kevin's actually there in the house, right?
Yes, he's fully in the mix. He's working.
He's like, he's there. He's just, you don't really notice that he's there.
He's
there.
The one finance guy, I think, who actually does finance and not crypto.
Yeah, he does real finance. So some of them are talking, and Brooks is saying that he's like, honestly, I thought that when I was 25, I'd be like married and have like a kid. And I just feel like I have so many visions for myself turning 25. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to attain those things. Isn't this surprising? Would you ever thought that Brooks wants a child at 25?
I was so shocked at that, because I'm like, I thought his plan was to like gallivant around the world. And I'm like, do you have a kid? And I guess like, because I didn't know Seth and Meredith had the kids like in late 20s and everything like that. I'm like, Brooks, what part of you right now screams like settling with a child?
Mm, yeah. It's just very surprising. I just thought he was going to be a club kid, you know?
Because also I'm like, next gen. I'm like, this is not really, you're headlining a show that's not really having kids mode. And he's never, and we've seen him in Salt Lake City a lot. He's never looked paternal.
He's still often referred to as like a child. Like Meredith talks about him like he's a toddler. Like Ryan and I always joke that like Meredith is like, well, it's my toddler, Brooks. Like, don't be mean to him. He's 2 years old.
2000%. Like, he can't eat, like, he's flipping pancakes unwell. Like, I don't know if diapers is there. But I was.
Let's work on the pancakes first. Pancakes first.
And then as Gia said, adopt or sperm?
Yeah, adopt or sperm. And he's like, what? And Charlie's like, wait, oh, is the sperm thing like where you have like jizz in a cup and you mix it and you choose a random one? Like, because that's dead ass how they do it, right? You guys are laughing, but that's how they do it. you guys come in separate cups, or like put your dicks in there, you touch your lips the same. But he's like really going to town on this.
He was Seth Marks
discussion.
It. Yeah, I'm like, we're diving a little too deep on gay men having babies.
We may need him to slow down on the Seth Marks parental sessions there.
But I did love
too much off.
Yeah, I did love Brooks having this conversation with Gia. Gia's Italian boyfriend from Jersey and Charlie.
Exactly. So now back at the boat docks, Riley and Georgia join everyone, and this is the moment that was in the trailers. Riley drops her phone and it bounces off an inflatable thing and into the water. Mm-hmm. And I would be devastated.
Oh, the party would be over. It would be over.
It's done. But the best part is they're all like, oh my God, wait, call the phone, call the phone.
Oh yeah. Brooks going, it went to voicemail. Yeah, honey, you're sharking.
It's in your shark belly. It's in the shark's belly. Who is supposed to answer the phone? Is Jonah going to answer the phone in the shark's belly?
This kid, mind you, just said he wanted to be a parent. Calling a phone that's on under the sea.
Yeah. So he, Riley is like, I'll pay someone $1,000 if they'll go find it. So of course, Charlie, who has no money to his name, because he's like, it's all either gone up his nose or out somewhere. He dives in. He's like, well, $1,000, I'll take it. And of course he can't find it. And then Georgia goes in. And you know that Georgia probably didn't shower for 3 days after being in that Jersey water.
3 days? Clock's
generously.
And generously. Also, her arriving in a robe that she put back on after going to the pool, topless.
Why was she still in the hotel's robe?
I'm like, oh my God, everything she's doing, it's like random entrances and stuff like that. That part really threw me for a loop.
And no one even commented on the robe. I was like, is she still wearing the hotel robe?
I think it was just a lot of people sighing and eye rolling. And then she puts on Charlie's white t-shirt. And I'm like, that'll be see-through. But okay.
Right. And then she just jumps in. So of course they don't find the phone because it's underwater. The ocean. It's the ocean and the water. The water literally looks like the Manzo's old, like BLK water. Like you're not going to see anything through it. Like this is where they source it from.
I was going to say that is just bottled up. That really is.
This is, you know, you still see that BLK water around.
And I'm like, has that been there for over a decade? Like, are they producing more?
It's been around.
Yes.
You know, that's around, you know, Kyle Cook's original company, Bird Dogs or Cat Bird or whatever it's called, Cat Dogs. That's around.
I would love if, like, Kyle Cook is the inventor of the cartoon cat dog. He's like, no, it's still kicking. He's 75. Yeah. Those residuals investing into Loverboy. Uh-huh.
Yeah. People don't realize I came up with Cat Dog.
Why can I say, like, that's Kyle Cook's dream? Because he could come up with a Cat Dog. Yes.
Because he does have Cat Dog energy.
He really does.
Like, he and Amanda are kind of Cat Dog together.
Now I'm like Cat Dog is so cute. Wait.
Next time you see them, next time they're in the studio.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be like, Ben, your friend Ben in LA. He says you guys are spitting images of Cat Dog.
I don't know what that is, dude. Isn't it fun to think that they're like shooting right now? Like, Summer House is in session right now.
I love that. And I wanna know who the new people are that they're saying.
I wanna know too. They need losing Paige is a real hard one.
It's gonna be a pivot.
You know what's so sad? Can I say something that makes me so sad? I was going through DMs last night and for Watch What Crappens, and I saw that we had a DM from a company back in April that was like, hey, just so you know, we're loosely associated with the Summer House finale. And we basically they're like the ones that provided Carl with all those sandwiches. Remember when Carl showed up the sandwiches? They were like, we provided sandwiches, and if you're interested in trying the sandwiches, we'll send you a sandwich platter.
Oh, and
I missed the chance to have the Carl Radke sandwich platter.
Okay, you did fuck up.
That's a big fuck up.
You guys have to be a little bit more on top of the DMs.
And you can't even respond to it anymore. It says your chance to respond is over.
Oh, I didn't know Instagram played that way.
Well, no, because it was like in the promotional. I think it's like because it was like a business to business thing or something. So like
it was Omar to Charlie. Okay, business to business. Yes.
It was B2B.
Omar to Charlie. B2B marketing. Yes.
Oh, I missed my chance at the Carl Radke sandwich platter.
Shit.
Yeah, it's really devastating. Real. It's like it's as bad as losing your phone in the Jersey Shore ocean.
But do you have a second sandwich?
I would like that. It took me a moment there to understand what you were saying there, and I get it, and I now applaud that. Don't worry. Luckily, I have another sandwich hookup.
Oh, what? Okay.
I'll just go to something about her. I was confused about this. Did Riley just have a second phone on her?
That's what I don't get. She did, and she was like, but it wasn't the phone with the good service. I'm like, do you have two different providers? And I'm like, so then if that's the case, do they have the same storage and everything like that? It made no sense. Because I'm like, I don't think one's a business phone because your business is DJing?
We can't even talk about that. I'm so disappointed in Riley for that.
Well, so is Candy.
I'm exactly with Candy.
Be a lawyer.
Do anything. Honestly, work at Katz's Deli during the Diplo concert. Like, just don't be a, please don't be a DJ.
Please don't be a DJ. No. It's just not it.
Yeah. So they're all laughing because she somehow has this other phone.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap. Okay. This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo. She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.